everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of March 21st, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And happy spring equinox. The equinox was yesterday at about 2:45 in the morning, so spring is officially here. And this is also the start of Aries season. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, meaning that on top of it being spring, when the sun goes into Aries, it's also the start of a new astrological year. And sure, we might have made some New Year's resolutions, but it's this time of the year when we're finally able to break free of the cold, dark days and actually put our plans into motion. So Aries season was made for taking action and going after what you want. Aries is the cardinal fire sign, and its energy is all about leadership and passion and taking charge. So this Aries energy could have you feeling more playful, more spontaneous, more competitive, and ready to cross off all the things on your to-do list. So Aries' main motivation is to move forward and to move forward fast. So we want to channel all that energy into something productive, like starting a new exercise routine, planning for a new goal, just starting something new. And we're being offered a chance to start fresh and create the vision and the life that we want right now. Okay, I want to caution you a little bit right here. You may not be feeling this 100% yet. All of us have had different experiences with COVID, and we're all at different levels of moving forward. Some of us will just be flying out of the gate, and others of us will do it more gradually. So we just want to accept where we are and not judge ourselves against anybody else. Only you know what you've experienced over the past year. You'll be ready to move forward when you are ready to move forward, but it will for sure be happening over the next couple of months as we move fully into spring. So the astrologer Deborah Norton said in her Spring Astrology Forecast podcast that I posted last week that this is going to be the best spring of our life. And we want to use this fabulous Aries spring energy to catapult us forward. And one of the ways that we can do that is by savoring everything. Your first hugs, eating out again, flowers blooming, even the mundane things can feel so special if you take a moment to remember that in the not so distant past, you know, everything was put on hold. It's been a year since we've done some of these things. So simply take a minute where whenever something good happens, no matter how small, and just acknowledge it and appreciate it. So another way to increase your joy this spring is to marvel as much as you can. There's a study from UC Berkeley called Project Awe, A-W-E, where they have been studying the relationship between wonder and happiness and good health. So participants who had the lowest level of inflammation and disease were the participants who reported feeling a sense of awe or wonder most often. So look at the world from this place of wonder as much as you can. And doing that, looking at the world in a different way, also makes us more generous. And that generosity leads to more acts of kindness. And acts of kindness tend to increase happiness to the giver, also the receiver, but mostly to the giver. So not only are you going to feel more in awe of all the magic of the universe, you'll be feeling more generous and happier and healthier. And on top of that, one of the best things you can do to increase your abundance is to help other people out. Because when you help someone else out, the underlying belief is that you have enough. So clearly you have enough if you have enough to help out other people. So all manifesting and happiness and wealth and joy and time and love, abundance, all of it goes back to the same question. What is your underlying belief? The underlying beliefs are what shape your vibration, and that helps determine what you attract. So I want to find using money as an example. Okay, by now you've heard me say a million times that I find money when I go for walks. I want you to notice, if you've been listening for a while, that I upped my thinking and I don't just say walks with Jack anymore. Now I find money on every walk, not just my walks with Jack. I changed my thinking and language around that about a month or so ago. But the point is that I find money on every walk. Okay, most of the time it's a penny or a nickel. To me, that money represents that I am abundant, that I am in the flow, and that I am attracting money. So I always pick up the money. It's just, you know, one of the things that makes me feel really good and happy and abundant in life. Now, my best friend Tara is a germaphobe, which has come in very handy with COVID. But when she finds change, she doesn't pick it up because it's dirty and it has germs. I totally get it. Yes, she's right. Sometimes it is really dirty and I'm sure that it has germs. But her underlying belief is that she has enough money and she's passing on the change to the next person who finds it. So we're both coming from a place of abundance. My belief is that I'm attracting money and I'm in the abundance flow. Her belief is that she has enough money and is passing on the change to the next person. So to amp up your joy this spring, we want to savor everything. We want to live in wonder or awe, and we want to pay it forward, whatever that is. Money, happiness, kindness. Remember, we're paying it forward with the underlying belief that there's enough. If I have enough to give away and to pay forward, that means that I have enough. So today, Sunday, Venus is also moving into Aries, which amps up love, money, beauty, and socializing. So we're really chomping at the bit to take action in our love lives, to maybe restyle and remodel, update our homes, our wardrobes, clean out our cars. So we're feeling this need to focus on beauty and love and money more. And then on Friday, March 26th, get ready for the luckiest day of the year. So Deborah, who also talked about the Venus star point on the astrology podcast this past time, had mentioned this date to me. So the Venus star point, which she talks about in the podcast, occurs on March 26th in Aries. So this connection with the Sun and Venus happens around every 10 months or so in a different sign. When it arrives in Venus, the star point encourages us to move forward towards our passion and start a new journey in love and in our careers. So it's the best day of 2021 for romance and financial affairs and lucky, things being lucky. If you're going to play the lottery, that is the day to play the lottery. So make sure you use this day wisely and know that it's coming. So anything that you want a little extra energy boost from, of positive energy, do it on Friday. Oh my goodness, so spring is here. We're feeling happier. We're motivated to move forward and to start something new. And if you wanted a do-over in life, this spring is your opportunity for a do-over. So if you went through COVID and you had some really big realizations about how you're living your life and like, I'm not going to do that anymore. It didn't make me happy. It didn't fulfill me. There's other things I'm realizing now after taking a year off that fulfill me. And you want to start like all over, brand new, clean slate. This is the time. This is the spring that you have been waiting for. And then we get this extra special day thrown in on Friday when we have this Venus star point, which encourages us to start a new journey in love and in our careers. So it's the best day in 2021 for romance and money and the best spring of our lifetime. So I don't know about you, but I will take it. This is really, really good. Moving forward, let's be happy, positive vibes. Okay, so two other things I want to mention. Right now, through next Sunday, the 28th, I have a 50% off sale going on. So all my appointments are currently 50% off, and you can book those and schedule those and pay for those all on my website, which is abundology.com. And I'm trying something new. I'm practicing this new meditation, this new way of sending energy to really amp up the positive, my positive vibes. And I'm looking for some volunteers that I can practice on. So I'm going to be doing the meditation at the new way and practice remotely sending you positive vibes. I do this already, but I think this new way of doing it will be really ramp up that energy. And if you're interested in being on the list, please just email me at renee@abundology.com and I'll put you on the list. There's nothing to buy. I'm not going to pressure you into anything. It's free. All I ask is that you let me know what results you notice, if any. That's it. So my mentoring and my mini mentoring clients and regular clients are already on the list. That means Lori, Betsy, Ryan, Denise, Stu, Shannon, Brenda, Jackie, Jean, Julie, Teresa, Nicole, and Angie. You guys are already on the list. So I send you positive energy like all the time anyway, so I'm going to really amp that up. But I am happy to add as many people that are interested in it as I can. So just email me if you are, renee@abundology.com, and I'll add you too. So as always, thank you for listening. Happy spring. Oh my goodness, spring is here. I feel so much happier already. So savor this time. Enjoy the lucky and love and money Friday that's coming up. Also, it's on a Friday. How cool is that? I'm buying a lottery ticket. I'm totally buying a lottery ticket that day. So have a great week. Enjoy the fabulous spring energy, and I will talk to you next week.